This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Really wasn't aware of it, but... you know, obviously feels good. I mean, just get the win tonight felt good. How hard we battled after the first period. And I've been fortunate. A lot of good people around me, you know, that have helped throughout the years, and coaches, and unbelievable fan support here in this building. And I really wasn't aware of it. So it was kind of a surprise at the end of the game.
That is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. Sabres win yesterday over Ottawa. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off this week. Nate Geary is in. Sun is up. Still cold.
They just put that mulch outside, too.
Yeah, what does snow do to mulch? Anything?
I don't know. I'm not a mulch guy.
They did put mulch out there?
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
They did?
I was just watching them. They were just doing it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Today?
They had the big hose they were spraying out there.
Didn't you see the big pile
in
the parking lot? Oh, yeah. There's a big pile of mulch in the parking lot.
No. It's dark when I drive in. I didn't see it. Where is it? Like in the back of the parking lot?
Yeah.
There's a big pile of mulch?
I mean, it's huge.
Hmm.
I'm not sure they could use all the mulch, to be honest.
Isn't it a little early to be mulching?
I'm not a mulch guy.
When's the proper time to begin mulching? I mean, I guess here our building would tell you that it's March 26th when there's still snow on the ground.
Well, there wasn't.
When they started. They would have known there was a chance, though.
Sure. It's March. Should know there's always a chance it could snow.
It kind of also depends what you're going to plant in the mulch. If you're going to plant stuff in it, you know, you don't want to put it down until after you plant it. But if you're not planting, you can kind of do it whenever, because there's already trees and bushes out there.
There are. It's really aesthetic more than anything.
Mulch?
Yeah.
I think it's more than that. It helps things grow, doesn't it?
In certain cases, it's more than that. But in other cases,
it's mostly...
it could just be decorative.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's
like
decorative.
They have different
colors. The color is better and makes the garden look better and cleaner.
It smells weird. Fresh mulch.
Well, yeah. Weird. Yeah.
I'm
because of what it is.
The smell's not that bad, actually. I like the smell.
Okay.
It's not that bad. I did landscaping
not bad
for 4 years, though. So.
Okay, right. If you're used to it, then
I've never landscaped.
Like,
never
for me, having, you know, doing it at our house for 2-3 years now, 4 years now, it's, you know, I'm used to it. But the first couple times you're mulching, it's like, yeah, this smells terrible. But yeah, you get used to it very quickly.
I mean, I used to have to mulch, you know, when I lived at my parents' house. And it was like, go out there and do something. I'm like, all right, well, buy some mulch. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Not a mulch guy, though.
The chat wants to name Josh official title of the show Secretary of Mulch. I'm into that.
I will humbly accept
that title. 4 years of landscaping experience over here. I mean, he's ready to go on it.
He's qualified.
Yeah.
He would say he's the most qualified of us three for
so
the
in,
position.
In those 4 years, were you ever doing it this early?
No, I did a lot more of the lawn mowing and like weed whacking side of things. So like we would almost like prep sometimes. Like we'd prep the flower beds and then the mulch guys would come in. Yeah. There was a few times we got to move stuff around and things like that. But, you know, it was a little bit of, it was more so on the aesthetic side of things, but, and sometimes the prep too. But yeah.
All right.
Good times.
Well, good morning. 803-0550 is the phone number as we get ready for warmer weather eventually.
So we dive into the mulch talk.
Yeah, all in on mulch talk. So was looking playing around with a mock draft during the break. And the do you have a go-to site that you do this with?
I've been using the Pro Football Network one.
Okay. I use the Pro Football Focus one.
Okay.
Because you can slow it down however you want. They they offer you trades. You can offer trades. Yep. And it gives you like percentage of trade acceptance. So I literally stopped after the number one pick. Because if I were Cleveland, I really don't know what I would do. I really don't know what I would do if I were Cleveland. Like Jonathan Peterlin, who we had on earlier, he's got an opinion. He wants them to pick Sanders.
Yeah.
Pick the quarterback. He even said his co-host has an opinion. Doesn't want Sanders. Don't pick a quarterback. Mm. I have no idea what I would want them to do if I were in Cleveland.
If I was a Cleveland fan, I don't know that I what I would want is I would have wanted the head coach and general manager fired. But
yeah,
to even just start this off, because I guess if I were a Cleveland Browns fan, I don't know that I would want these guys selecting a quarterback. Like I don't know if I would want them to pick a quarterback. Like, do you feel good about Andrew Berry being in year six and not having built really a winner or a consistent winner or a contender to pick the quarterback when I think he's probably going to be gone?
That's right. If you're allowing him to pick this quarterback, knowing if you win five games, he's getting fired, then why are you letting him pick the quarterback?
Yeah.
Which is why is he employed in the first place?
Right.
So I get that. I get that.
We're asking good questions here.
But I'm picking two? Well, I guess if you're bad, you should expect to be at the top of the draft again next year. So maybe it's not that different. It wouldn't be Sanders for me, though. Like, I might talk myself into Dart. I'd have to do more work on him. But I'm not a Shedeur Sanders guy. It has nothing to do with his personality or whatever. I just don't think a quarterback that has limited athleticism, that takes as many sacks as he does and doesn't have a very strong arm, is where I want to be putting my chips in as an NFL franchise. So here, let's play this out. I got it open. Pro Football Focus. I got the mock draft open. Give us some football music. Let's go and see what they're going to do. We'll get to the Bills. How will this play out? Were the Bills picking at 30? So the Browns take Travis Hunter.
That's what you want? That's what you're gonna do here?
No, that's what their PFF is simulating.
Okay.
So what do the Giants do with 3 then?
Giants take Sanders.
Giants take Abdul Carter. The Patriots take Jahdae Barron, corner from Texas.
Wow.
That's really high for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of randomness to this.
Yeah.
There's a random meter, actually. You can move it. I put it at like a third. All right. We've got the Jaguars taking an offensive lineman. Ahmed Membo at number 5
Missouri.
Overall.
Missouri. Yep.
Raiders. What would you have the Raiders doing?
Genty.
Ashton Genty is the pick. Yep. Pete Carroll loves investing in running backs.
He sure does.
That also, for fantasy, is that his best spot? No. Dallas.
Fantasy?
Dallas would be his best spot.
I might argue Chicago's the best spot. Fantasy. But.
Okay, yes. I like that one too. All three would be pretty good because he'd be the clear number one starter. All right, number 7, the Jets take Shedeur Sanders. Number 7. Is quarterback still that live for them in the draft after they sign Fields? I guess it could be.
They don't have their quarterback of the future on the roster.
They only signed him to a 2-year deal, right? And it wouldn't be much to bench him.
No.
If he had 5 terrible games at the start.
It wouldn't be anything really to bench him. No.
Okay. Yeah. So Sanders to the Jets at number 7. Carolina picks Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State at number 8.
Okay.
He's a weird prospect, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's mocked all over the place.
Yeah, but he's not like a traditional tight end. He's dangerous, but I don't know.
He is not.
He's lined up at fullback maybe a lot. but he like runs routes from there. He runs routes from everywhere. So I don't know. I don't know how to judge him yet.
Me either.
Read more about him. Not that the reason I haven't is he's a tight end and the Bills are, you know, obviously not doing that. Will Campbell, tackle, goes to the Saints at number 9.
Okay.
Mason Graham, defensive lineman, to the Bears at number 10. San Francisco picks a linebacker, Jihad Campbell at 11.
Okay.
Ooh, little early for this pick, but may I present to you an organization that would pick a guy that is going to go 15 picks above them? Because I now believe that they are one of the most foolish organizations in the league, the way they're run.
Where are we on?
Dallas at number 12.
Who they're taking?
Yeah.
Okay. It's got to be... It's got to be kind of controversial.
Yes.
If you're talking about it here.
I think if this happened on draft day, everybody would go, already?
O'Marian Hampton?
No.
Is it the tight end from Michigan?
No. It's a receiver.
Are they going to take Matt Golden over?
Matthew Golden.
They took him over McMillan?
At number 12.
Okay.
Most, I normally see him at the end of the first round, sometimes early second round.
I could see them falling in love with his speed, though.
All right, so number 12. Right. If there's ever a player that does go 15 picks before he should, isn't it always a speed receiver?
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Golden goes at number 12. The Dolphins at number 13 take Tet McMillan, the receiver
from
Arizona.
I would love nothing more than the Dolphins to take another receiver, a boundary receiver. Like, I would,
yeah.
I would pay good money for that. Good money.
Yeah, he's going to be the third target in their offense, their first-round pick. That Please. Would definitely signal that they're going into the final year with Tyreek Hill. Not that they're not the same player at
all. It would also
but
signal that they do not care about the health of their quarterback whatsoever.
Yeah. Mike Green, an edge rusher, goes to mm-hmm. the Colts at number 14.
Marshall, good player.
Will Johnson, corner from Michigan, number 15 to Atlanta.
Okay.
Here's where I'm going to have to start learning how to pronounce some of these guys. Donovan. I'm going to try this one out. Ezekiel. No. I couldn't even make it halfway through.
Aziraku.
Thank you.
That's a best guess.
Boston College. That sounds right. That's 16. That is Arizona. Edge rusher. Then Cincinnati on the clock at 17. Jalon Walker. From Georgia, linebacker. Shamir Stewart, an edge rusher from Texas A&M to Seattle at 18. How do you like how this board's playing out so far? A lot of edge rushers, a lot of defensive linemen.
Yeah.
But, well,
we're at 18
both
right
receivers
now?
Off the board.
We're at 18?
We're at 19.
We're at 19. Tampa. And that's Tampa.
Tampa, Denver, Pittsburgh.
What's it cost to get there?
To get to 19.
Yeah, from
hold
30.
On. Oh, sorry, we're at 21.
21, hold even on. Better.
So, Mykel Williams, an edge rusher, went to Tampa,
okay.
Georgia. And then Amika Ogbuka,
okay.
receiver from Ohio State, goes to Denver. So, you want to know what it costs to get to 21?
I do.
All right. What do you want to give up? We're making an offer. We're calling Pittsburgh. Omar Khan. We're on the phone.
Let's see if we could get away with...
30's got to be involved. You're trading up,
30?
Right?
Was it 62? Is there
62 is their last second round
30,
pick.
62, and like a third next year.
So
could that get you there?
Before I even put the third in.
Yep.
PFF tells me when I put 30 and 62, the bar goes all the way up in green and says this trade will likely be accepted.
All right, well then put in like a sixth in return, even though I don't need another sixth round pick.
Or do you want to just do next year's third?
Try next year's. No, you're gonna need
that. It's 75% full and says this. Well, actually 80. It says this trade is an 80% chance to be accepted.
I don't think in reality anyone's moving up in this draft, moving back in this draft without draft picks.
Let me ask you. Okay, so where are the Bills here? You're sitting at 30, and here comes 21. The boards fell the way it has.
Yep.
Three receivers are off the board. A bunch of edge rushers. What are you trading up for?
Corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, I'm going to offer first, third next year, and the Bills' first fourth-round pick this year.
And this is for, to me, Siobhan Revell from East Carolina. That's the move up I'm looking at here.
Okay. I'm going to offer 30, 109, and next year's third.
Okay. That feels like a very cheap, but...
You want to throw a player in along the way?
No. It feels cheap, but if they're going to accept it, then let's take what they're going to give us here.
They are taking it.
Okay.
So we're on the clock now at 21.
Yeah, give me Siobhan Revell.
All right. Let me go to corner
East
here.
East Carolina.
They're going to give us an A on that, we think. So they have two corners ranked ahead of him.
Who do they got?
Trey Amos from Mississippi.
Okay.
And Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky. You still want to go Siobhan Revell?
Yeah, I still want Revell.
All right. We're drafting Siobhan Revell. And there he is. East Carolina. Bills take him at 21. We're going to like if they trade up for a corner.
Yeah.
If you keep your day two picks.
Say less.
We miss then Josh Simmons to tackle. Ohio State goes to L.A. Kelvin Banks tackle to Green Bay. There was a tackle run immediately after. There goes Kenneth Grant to Minnesota.
Yep.
Ooh, Omarion Hampton to Washington at number 29.
Whoa.
I like that.
They have Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler still.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
All right, so corner.
Yeah.
And trading up for a corner. They're probably... We got a D, by the way, for that pick.
Mm.
Because on the PFF big board, he's 43rd. But...
He's
we didn't
favorite.
Give up much to get it.
He's, to me, he tops the second tier of corners right behind, you know, Hunter. And these are boundary corners.
Yeah,
see, like,
right.
Some of these corners that are listed ahead of him are going to play slot in the NFL. Like...
Yeah, in this mock, he was the two...
Like Barron.
The third corner off the board.
Jadae Barron from Texas, slot.
Yeah.
Maxwell Harrison, slot. Thomas from Florida State, slot. So to me, there's four worthy boundary corners you could take in the top 50 in this draft. It's Hunter. It's Will Johnson. It's Revell. And Amos. I really like Benjamin Morrison, too. I think he can be right up there.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about this kid from East Carolina is he's 6'2", long arms.
Yeah.
He can play press. He can play zone. Ball hawk type of... Like, to me, he's got huge upside. That's... To me, that would be a home run. And I think it's, like, the perfect type of corner for Sean McDermott's defense on the other side of Christian Benford.
803-0550 is the phone number. Sean in Buffalo wants to get in on trading up. What's up, Sean?
Really quick, I just want to know if this works. Thanks, guys. The Bills offer James Cook in a sign and trade. This year's first, one of the seconds, and next year's first. Does that get them in the top 10 this year?
Who are you trying to get, Travis Hunter? Let's see.
Read my mind, right? I mean, I would take anybody. If Bean pulled that off, I would take anybody they picked, and I would just trust. I would, like, trust in the process kind of thing. But, I mean, is that like, does that make sense to
would the Raiders
AI?
Do that?
You want to trade? I'll put it in for you. 30? You want to trade the first round pick, 30th?
Yeah. Next year's first, if necessary, and then the second round pick, one of them from this year.
And then James Cook.
And James Cook.
And a sign and trade, yeah.
Okay, you can put players into this. So I'm putting James Cook in.
Would the Raiders do that?
Somebody would.
I offered it to Carolina. It says it will likely be accepted. The
Would Tennessee take? I think Tennessee would take that deal because they love to run the ball.
Nah, they won't move back out of one though. I don't think there's a way they could get to one.
Okay, so here, this is interesting how PFF, I'm sure they work off one of the value charts for this. I don't know, they must assign a value to Cook. If you put the trade in for the Giants at number 3, Pro Football Focus says it has a 32% chance of being accepted. But when I offer it to New England, it says this trade will likely be accepted. It's almost all the way up. So
where's
you
New England pick?
4.
Oh my gosh. All right, that's what I needed to hear. That's what I need. Now hope springs eternal. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Sean. In reality though, I think they're probably giving a little credit, too much credit to some of these picks. I don't think that is even if the Bills wanted to be would you call that reckless? I might call it reckless. The amount they would be giving up, but whatever, sometimes reckless is good. You want to be reckless and give up two firsts, a second, and your running back to go to four? I don't think New England is saying yes to that.
New England
in
wouldn't.
Any real world.
New England wouldn't trade with the
I don't
Bills.
Think anybody is moving down to 30 for almost anything.
And I would tell you New England wouldn't do that, especially because they're salty at the Bills for last year's draft. Not trading with them and trading with Kansas City.
Maybe they wanted.
They're salty.
Well, they wanted the pick where Carolina was.
Yeah, they're salty.
Because they wanted they wanted a receiver. They probably wanted Legette.
Yeah.
I think was the thing or the story.
So
they're not moving. Listen, it's fun to think about. It's fun to dream about. If Travis Hunter was a Bill, I love it for content purposes and because he's amazing. They're not getting him. They're not getting anywhere near the top 10. And you know, you moved up 9 spots in this.
Yes.
That's one thing. Last year, I became obsessed with the idea of getting into the top 10 for one of the big 3 receivers.
Yeah.
There's not an idea to me this year that screams out, oh, I got to go give up everything to get into the top 10.
Yeah.
Unless you want, like you did it for a corner. The next tier up corner, like you want to do that for Will Johnson out of Michigan? You want to give up multiple first round picks to go get a corner in the top 10?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not into that idea.
I'd be willing to give up one of the seconds and a move up in the first round.
Yep. It's I don't know. They probably will trade up because they often do trade up. But I'm not seeing the idea that screams out to me, you know,
go get him.
Yeah. It would be an edge rusher. And I'm not getting Abdul Carter. So, you know, I'm at the next level of what, Jihad Campbell from Alabama or one of these guys. You know, there's an idea for you. I would at that point just rather sit at 30, make a smaller move up to like 25 and do that instead. But good question. 803-0550 is the phone number. The draft is under 1 month away. The quarterback carousel is a little bit more set in place now that the Giants have Russell Wilson, which means the Browns won't get Russell Wilson, which means that the Steelers are going to get Aaron Rodgers unless he retires, and then unless they'll be nowhere. So there is still a little bit to be figured out, but we're almost there on figuring out who all the quarterbacks are going to be going into the start of the season. When we come back, we will check in with the bullpen. After this, here on WGR.